Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. I do a weekly radio show called Folk and Acoustic Music on WLRN in Miami. And with Dr. Karen Neal, performance storyteller and author, we bring you The Public Storyteller, stories of everyday people who live in South Florida. Karen, what story do we have today?
This is from Cheryl Marshman.
Growing up in South Florida, I always had this passion for music, but the music wasn't quite here in this part of the country. I always wanted to bring it here. I was born in Sparta, Tennessee, a little town, but we never lived there. We quickly moved here when I was five. It was going back to Tennessee that I remember going to my first folk, it was called a fiddle jam in Smithville, Tennessee. And that fiddle jam, I thought I'd found myself there. So I had just started already listening to some bluegrass music from Jerry Garcia, Peter Rowan, Vassar Clements, and David Grisman. And to this day, some of that music still is such a big part of my life. It can make me feel so young. So it all started when people noticed that I wasn't very happy. And I think that all women can get to the point in their lives where they've given themselves to their family. One day, someone asked me what I did for myself. And I said, I work a lot. I have four children and a husband. I don't know. I must do something. But I couldn't quite remember what I do for myself. So I had to think, what can I do for myself? So I decided that I loved music, and that was my passion. And perhaps by following a passion, I could regain who I was as a young girl. And so because as a young girl, I used to sneak into a few bars, some called things like Hot Nights in the South, to hear a band called Harmony Grits. And I found out that same band was playing at a folk festival. Cool, so I packed my car up one day, and I told my husband, I'm sorry, all of you aren't coming with me. I started out at 5:30 at night, went to Target, bought a tent, sleeping bag, and some lanterns. Well, once I got the camping equipment and got in the car, it was later than I ever imagined getting off that day. And as I was driving down that lonesome, and I tell you it felt lonesome, it was a two-lane, dark highway, and there weren't hardly any other cars on the road, and it was about 10 o'clock that I started talking to myself and saying, there's got to be something wrong with you. Why else would anyone leave their family, the comfort of their home? My children are in bed. I wish I were there right now. But I'm driving down this lonely road, and I know I'm trying to find something and finding myself. And I was at that point questioning my sanity, talking to myself, saying, what am I doing? I don't know where I'm going. And I just felt driven to do it, and I thought I must be absolutely crazy. It took me till midnight to get there. I think I stopped in Jacksonville Beach and said, do you know where the Spirit of the Swanee is? And they said, no, I think it's an hour west of here. I was looking at a letterhead, and I noticed the Swanee River doesn't go to Jacksonville. I knew I was in the wrong place, so I headed west and found the place. About midnight, I set up a tent, found some people that I had an acquaintance with and kind of knew, and I started camping out there. For now 6 years I've been doing this. I go to about five festivals now, and it opened up a whole new world for me. I didn't realize that there's so much incredible music and so many talented artists. It has brought to me almost a salvation that when I'm listening to the music and spending that time spiritually, finding, maybe walking in the meadow and finding myself again. I come back, I'm able to resume my duties as a mother and housewife, and with a lot more joy because I've found myself.
Cheryl Marshman, a South Florida resident who discovered folk music festivals, actually. So I naturally love this story, Karen.
I thought you would, Michael.
And it's great. I'm kind of jealous because I wish I could go to five, six festivals a year.
Yeah, this is one of those great stories about somebody who finds and pursues her dream, or maybe in this case, pursues and then finds her dream. And it's an understated story, you know, that no bells and whistles go off, no fireworks, but yet it is momentous. So it's simple and momentous at the same time.
It's inspirational, because now I want to get out there and enjoy myself.
Yeah, but you've already found yourself.
Yeah.
Since this experience, and since she's been going to all of these folk festivals, she's connected with all these musicians, and she now puts on house concerts.
But it also shows you that folk music, unlike a lot of other genres, is approachable, that you can make friends with these musicians, and you can talk to them and put on house concerts.
And interestingly, the same is true with storytellers. Storytellers, even those who are quite well known nationally and internationally, tend to be extremely approachable. You can email them. Often they will post even their phone numbers online so that you can book them and talk with them. And this story really exemplifies for me the wonderful connection between storytelling and folk music, and why this segment fits so well on your show. Personal memory, telling your own stories, telling your own experience, is a form of folklore. And so that's what's going on here.
She might have lucked out that throughout the country, Florida has probably the most folk festivals throughout the year. The weather probably has a lot to do with that.
I didn't realize that. And many veteran storytellers got their start or have subsequently performed at folk festivals, often in Florida.
Well, thank you for that story, Karen. Dr. Karen Neal is a performance storyteller and author. My name is Michael Stock. Thank you for tuning in to this WLRN podcast.